We have been able to make contact with Daniel Rich, the big story today in the Australian newspaper, and he joins us from Brisbane. G'day, Daniel. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you picking up the phone.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I'm not sure you get the same coverage of the footy that we get down here, Daniel, but so much talk about Brisbane, the relationship with the coach and the players, so much talk that today on our program we were discussing who was going to be the next coach. If you were down here and you hear this stuff swirling and swirling and swirling, we want to know if you are hearing the same stuff up there, and how would it make you feel?
Yeah, I find it interesting, to be honest, because obviously I'm the one spending my days in between the four walls, and it's the complete opposite from my end. The players completely support Leper and the way he coaches and the way he kind of acts and the person he is, and he supports us. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting story in my eyes, but I suppose that's obviously someone's opinion.
Daniel, Mark Robinson here. Why should we believe you?
It's a good question. Well, mate, that's just the way I see it, and that's the way, as I said, I'm there every day. I'm 24/7 with the Brisbane Lions, and he's in my opinion, and in all the boys' opinions, I can speak for them as one of the leaders of the club, a fantastic coach, and genuinely cares about, more importantly, us as young men and us as people, and I suppose him and the club and the playing group kind of knows where we're at with a young list and where we're developing, and he just basically supports us the whole way. So I find it quite interesting to hear these comments today.
I'm really rapt that you came on here on SEN, Daniel, because it's a really important story, because this kind of story can heavily destabilise a football club. So your honesty is absolutely required. It's fair to say, Daniel, that Leper did have to change some matters of coaching and communication. I think that's been acknowledged. Is that fair? And I've been told that he has, and he's worked really hard on improving himself as a communicator with the players.
He has. 100%. He was more than anyone at the end of last season, after a difficult year, to kind of come out and want to learn from the year and want to, I suppose, improve himself as a coach. The wins, losses last year and this year, obviously show that we might not be doing very well, and he's the first one that people look at, which is obviously what you get with being a senior coach. But the things that he does for us as players and behind the scenes and a day-to-day kind of basis is what we as players see, and maybe what others on the outside don't see. So it can seem kind of different to them, and obviously maybe think that we're telling fibs, but as players, as I said before, we support him as our coach 100%, and he supports us. So very good relationship there for sure.
For whatever reason, Daniel, the story has circled and keeps coming back, and there's always seems to be fuel added to the fire. He's a young coach relatively throughout his career, like the last couple of years at the Brisbane Lions. We saw him at a press conference about a month ago, and said to one of our friends, Greg Davis from the Courier Mail, ask Lee, ask Swanee, don't ask me about my job because it's not my business. I'll just go about doing my job until I'm told otherwise. How's he coping with all these stories and the circulation of these stories in the last couple of months?
He's been fantastic. You wouldn't really pick it at all, to be honest, from my point of view. And I'm obviously around him quite a bit as one of the leadership group members and whatnot, so I'm sure the young guys under us would feel the exact same way. He doesn't show it. He's always up and about. He's serious at the right times. And he knows how to get the best out of his players, I think, in my eyes. He's been really good. As I said, he's coped extremely well. There's been a lot of extra pressure on him. But the exciting thing is we've had so many guys re-sign. So I think that kind of speaks for itself. If there was 10 plus guys not wanting to re-sign, then there'd be a no-brainer for the story. But the facts are we've had a lot of guys re-sign in the last
19, Daniel.
Exactly. That's a huge number with a young list and a lot of interstate players. So I think that kind of speaks for itself, to be honest.
You wake up today. When did you realise that a story had been written?
Yeah, we heard a little bit this morning. Basically, just throughout word of mouth and whatnot. didn't actually wake up myself and read it, but yeah, just through word of mouth you hear these things. But
so what happened? What discussions did you go searching to say, is this true, or did you just say, oh no, this is crap, or did you actually go and see Tom Rockliffe? Did you go and talk to Daniel Merritt, your leaders up there, Dane Beams, Greg Swan? I mean, what avenue did you take?
Yeah, we had a little chat, obviously, as leaders about that kind of stuff, and it's all kind of mentioned, and I suppose at the end of the day, it was our main session today, main training session, so for us it was, I suppose, business as usual and keeping the boys focused and on track, but that kind of just plays out behind the scenes, and we know what's going on. As I've said to you guys, we know the real kind of the real feeling and the real truth behind the story. So for us in Brisbane, it was a lot less dramatic, I suppose, than what might be seen from other people's eyes.
I was told today, Daniel, that a lot of players wanted to talk to media outlets today and say, "Hey, this isn't right." Is that true?
Yeah. I think Dane Zorko, he had a press conference up here in Queensland with Reuben Williams today, and that basically, I'm pretty sure that's all they would have spoken about. And he was basically saying the exact same things I was saying, I'm pretty sure. So, as I mentioned, that speaks volumes of how much support the players have of Leper and of the club and the way it's moving. I suppose the wins, losses, the easy outcome and the easy picture that people look into and start to pick for other things. But for us, it's a little bit more about that on our journey of where we're going. So these things, I suppose, happen, and maybe in a few years we can look back and have a laugh about this day.
So as one of the leaders of Brisbane, Daniel, when you hear something on the radio and you hear, you know, people talking about your club and you know it's not right, would you like the green light from Swanee, from Leper, to be able to just call at a whim and say, "Hey, boys, what you are saying is wrong"? Because if players did that more often, this story is snuffed out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose you eventually kind of have your say, and someone comes out from a club point of view, whether it be one of the leaders or one of the players or the admin or the coach or in any situation, and basically, I suppose, if things aren't true, puts it to bed pretty quick. But to have, as Robert mentioned before, quite a few players openly want to speak out about it and support Leper and not have him kind of have to be up there talking and whatnot is, I suppose, speaks volumes about the situation. But yeah, maybe down the track we'll have to exchange phone numbers so I can come straight to the source.
Maybe if you get 25% coming up pretty soon, you can do that sort of stuff.
Really interesting, Daniel. Really interesting to say maybe we can look back in a couple of years' time and laugh. And that made me think, okay, Leper's contracted next year. We know all that. And it's been a really, really low ebb in performance this year. And we know that as well. But there's the belief in Brisbane that it's turning. The young players are starting to play good footy. Some of the senior players are starting to, you know, play consistent footy. I took it from that you expect Justin Lepich to be at that football club beyond next year.
Yeah, well, that's the way I see it for sure. And I suppose for the boys coming out to support him and show that they've got his back now, doesn't mean just for this weekend or next week. It means for next year and hopefully years ahead, because he's made it clear, I think, in the media and to us that I suppose this year isn't about just this year, it's about next year and the years after. And I think, I suppose, the board and the club as a whole understand that as well. I think they're the youngest team in the competition. We've got some quite experienced players out. Our key forwards and key backs are all under 20 years old, pretty much. So it's a pretty young list and a young team, but I know the types of young guys they are and how well supported they are from not only Leper, but the assistant coaches and development coaches and all areas. But yeah, that's why I talk about, I suppose, in a couple of years to come, basically we'll be hopefully having a different conversation. But I wouldn't have signed for 5 years at the footy club if I didn't think that was the case.
I don't know if the word is as heavy as shame. Okay, so just hear me out, Daniel. But I would suspect that the playing group up there would feel dirty on itself because the performance of the team this year and then watching Lepic take hit after hit after hit, I would feel that if you're in the playing group, you'd think, God almighty, I feel a little bit ashamed of myself for our performance and this person is almost taking full public, you know, hits to the head because of it.
Yeah, you're spot on. I suppose as players, you're the ones who basically show, I suppose, the public world and the media and fans and supporters and opposition players what you've been coached. The coaches aren't out there and there's only so much they can do on game day. That's kind of common knowledge. So, yeah, it is. It's shown this year in patches when we play the way we want to play and play the way we're coached that we play well and we can match it with the good teams. We did it well against Sydney, Hawthorn, West Coast, some of the best teams in the competition. But then I suppose it shows as players when we're inconsistent and we don't play as we're coached, things can slip away pretty quickly. But that happens with the young group.
Yeah, it does.
We're trying to eliminate those, I suppose, lengths and errors and the amount of errors and all those types of things. But the end of the day, it is, I suppose, first in line comes the coach, then second in line comes the, I suppose, senior players, and then they basically start talking about the club and whatnot. So, we felt probably more pressures than previous years, I'd imagine. But, it is upsetting at the end of the day to have that extra stress on a person and as a coach and a friend. So it might be seen as unjust, but I suppose they're the kind of negative things that come with being a senior coach these days. It's pretty high-pressure business.
Daniel, you're a champion for coming on. We appreciate it. We wish you well for the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks for your time, guys.